It is the silly season. It is the holiday season as well, but the silly season really takes precedent in the bass fishing world. And with me today is Scott Martin. And Scott, I guess Dad and Scott Martin are going to start. Dad, who of course is Roland, and Scott Martin are going to get to work with a new company that's been making big strides in its probate company. And you guys are going to kind of get to work together there.
You know, that's right, Terry. I appreciate you having me on. Yeah, we're real excited. Just got through signing my contract for the Spro Corporation, and I'm going to be helping them design some really cool stuff, some new baits, and, of course, work with them on their hooks, on the Gamagatsu hooks. And, you know, really excited about it. Dad's been with them for quite a while now, and, boy, he's helped design some really good baits like the Aruka Shad and the Topwater. And so, well, I'm excited about it. You know, it's great to work with a company such as Spro that really, you know, they really truly allow the pros to design and develop the baits, and that's important. And at this stage of my career, I'm very picky. I'm very particular about how lures run and what purpose they serve. And so to be able to design baits for them, for the general public, is going to be a lot of fun.
You look at it, and I said Spro's relatively new company. Being new means that they've really hit the market hard in the last couple of years, and they actually have been around longer than that, but had a lot of baits that maybe people didn't know about and all that kind of stuff. When they put this pro staff together, and I'm going to give credit where credit's due, Tim Norman and Sid Reeves down there in particular said, hey, we want to build something that's not just like a Me Too bait, but we want to build better.
No, you're exactly right. Tim's a great guy. I went and stopped by there in Georgia, stopped by and met everybody, walked through the warehouse, and got a look at some of the new baits you're coming up with that aren't even out of the market yet. And I got to talk with those guys. And, man, you know, they truly allow the pros to design and develop these baits. And the proof is in the pudding. You know, look at the baits. I mean, the little John crankbait is just selling like hotcakes. The Aruka Shad that Dad helped develop is just an unbelievable lipless crankbait. Tons of fish on it, and everyone throughout the country is catching them on it. And, of course, you know, everybody's heard about the Dean Rojas frog. I mean, you know, again, proof's in the pudding. They allow the pros to design and develop these baits, and they work.
And another thing they do is you actually get the bait that the pro designs. I think a lot of companies, you know, you don't get that. You get something that's close to it, but you don't get the exact bait, you know. And I've had the fortunate opportunity to be able to be right there in prototype testing and stuff. When you guys create them, I get to go out and throw them as well. And they do work exactly as you say they will, and they do catch fish.
Well, it's a long process. To bring a bait forth, it takes a couple years sometimes because we have to keep sending it back, and we make minor changes to it. And they do it. They change everything that the pros suggest, and they make it exactly right. And it does not go to market until that particular bait is signed off by that pro.
Well, you look at Cementel came out with the big swim bait. That was a big craze, and it continues to be. And he's got some new products in line. And then, you know, you talked about the Bronze Eye Frog. And then on top of that, you know, he's got the Hydropop 60. Dean Rojas has come out and designed, which is a topwater bait. Now, what, you know, kind of give me the ideas and the areas that you're going to be really concentrating on.
Well, you know, really a lot of all the categories, of course, I'm going to play with in the hard baits, crankbaits, topwaters, and all that kind of stuff. But one of the things that we're going to be working on here immediately is a spinnerbait. You know, of course, growing up here in Florida, I throw a spinnerbait a lot. Now, spinnerbait is a great lure, you know, throughout the whole country. And I'm going to be coming up with some new wirebait designs, spinnerbaits and buzzbaits, that work really well. I've got some really neat ideas. And, you know, there's 1,000 spinnerbaits out there, but there's some key things that make spinnerbaits good, and we're going to kind of try to develop all of those key points into one spinnerbait.
Well, you've been around the king of that, and that's your dad. I remember when the number 7 willow came out, everybody said, that's too big of a willow leaf, and then he took the world by storm with it. So you've had a lot of experience not only on your own, but with your dad around there as well.
Well, you know, you're right. You know, I've grown up around watching him design baits, and it's fun. I mean, that is so much fun to sit there and design a bait, design colors, design actions for lures, and go out and use them. And when they work, man, it's awesome. It's a lot of fun. It's almost like winning the lottery when you get that bait that's just right. And because in fishing, you know, in the fishing that we do, in tournament fishing, and we have to have baits that work. And you can't go out there with just baits that are okay. We have to have baits, no matter what they are, that catch fish better than the average guy's throwing. And that's how we win. And again, Spro's allowing us to, all the pros, to design those really confident go-to baits. And that's what the Spro lineup is. Now, I really believe you could buy you know, the Spro models in every different model, Aruka Shad, the Topwaters, the Frogs, and just fill your tackle box up with nothing but Spro, and you'd be real successful. There's not much need for other things right now.
Well, you know, and I think you've hit the nail on the head on a couple of topics. One is that, you know, Spro's been around for a lot of years, but nobody really knew about their baits till the pros got actively involved. The other thing is the baits have the characteristics with the Gamagatsu hooks that make them even better.
There's nothing worse than having a fish jump off the boat or having a fish strike in a lure and missing him. Again, when I'm fishing for a couple $100,000 on the line like I do in the FLW tournaments, you want to catch everything that bites your lure. And having good hooks is, in my opinion, probably the most important thing of landing that fish. And with the Gamagatsus paired up on those on the Spro baits, it's a deadly combination.
Well, there's no question about that. Now, I'm going to shift gears a little bit with you. And, you know, you're down there at Okeechobee and have been traveling the country. I just catch you all these places different times of the week. But
sure.
You're down now at Okeechobee. Water levels have been critical across the southeastern part of the country. What's Okeechobee looking like right now?
Well, you know, it's low. We're going to go into our dry season with a low lake, and which will make the lake even go lower from where it is now, unless we have an abnormally wet winter, which is not likely. But boy, you know, the lake's 10.4 foot above sea level, which is it's been to this level before, and we've been just fine. The fishing's really, really great. It's been a lot of fun going out here on the water and fishing this lake. It fishes different. You know, when the water's high, you fish grass and you fish the flats in the grass, and now with the lake a little bit low, it's become more of a structure lake. I actually enjoy fishing it at this level because it's more of an exact location type lake right now. You have to find the drop offs and the rock piles and the channels and all these little things that the average guy you know, might take him a little bit longer to find. I'm having a lot of fun out there. A lot of big fish being caught, and the live bait fishing, the guys have been having a blast out here. Of course, they know where those little spots are, and they're having a ball. I mean, just catching, you know, running out of shiners every single day and catching a lot of big ones.
Well, out of Roland Martin's Marina, of course, and your mom's down there actively involved with that. But, you know, you look at it, Scott, now that, you know, a lot of talk with this water, and if it gets really low, potential of having to change destinations for that tournament, that you probably don't want that to play in. I think you probably want to fish Okeechobee, don't you?
Well, you know, I always do, and I hope we do. You know, I hope we come. You know, for obvious reasons, I'd like for the tournament to be here because I feel like I have an advantage, but you know, let's face it, the fishing's good. You know, you've got the entire Rim Canal right now that has a tremendous amount of fish in it. The lake is at a level you can still get out in the lake pretty good right now. You have to be a little careful, of course, like you do at any lake. And the fishing's been pretty darn good. So, you know, we're ready for it. The good thing about Clewiston area on the lake is that you have the Rim Canal, all the area of the Rim Canal you can fish down here, as well as the lake. So, you know, I hope they do have it. And then, you know, if they don't, we'll make adjustments, and I think we'll go up the road a few hundred miles and have another tournament up there. But the lake being low is going to be great. I look for the lake to 100% rebound after this low water. The grass is really starting to come back now. A lot of the vegetation that we lost around our bays from the hurricane is coming back strong. So when this water comes back up, it's going to be, in my opinion, one of the best places in the country to go catch bass. Let's face it, whenever you have a drought in a lake, it does the lake a lot of good. It dries that soil up and makes the pH of the bottom really good and really promotes a lot of good spawning for years to come.
Well, I think it's kind of funny because everybody thinks about Florida, in particular Okeechobee, as being a, you know, a mucky bottom and all that kind of stuff. But actually, there's a lot of rocks in that lake. And, you know, history has told me, I've been there a few times, and, you know, there are big rock piles and big rocks. And you don't really think about that when you think about a Florida impoundment.
You know, you're right. You know, there is quite a few rocky bottoms. But, you know, again, Terry, the one thing you have to remember about Lake Okeechobee is everything's flat down here, and even the rocks are flat. So it's not like if you go out and you're going to just all of a sudden run into this giant rock pile that's an inch under the water. There's very few places like that on the lake that just all of a sudden come up. Now, there's areas of the lake that have a rocky bottom that you have to be careful on, but it's a fun lake to fish. You know, again, when we had the lake was low like this back in 2000, the fish were spawning all out in the middle of the lake, and we caught a ton of fish.
Well, Scott, you know, one thing I always have to do here is beg for all the free baits I can in the world. And when you come out with the new spinner baits, you know, I think it's probably going to have to get some mail from you, and you let me try those out up here in Illinois. What do you think about that?
Well, we'll go through it. We'll do it just like with all the Spro stuff. We'll go through a rigorous testing, and you'll be one of the first guys to get the bait in your hand and test it out and see if there's any improvements that I may have missed.
I doubt that's going to happen, but I can tell you this. I always get an opportunity to throw their baits. I think that they are doing things right. You know, you look at the companies that are out there that are doing things like this, the True Tungstens, the Spros, the people who are actually getting the pros' advice. They're the ones that are having success in this business right now. Jewel Bait Company comes to mind. That's what you want to have, you know, is the best bait you can possibly put on there. And you know, you got to think it's a real privilege to be a part of this Spro Corporation.
I'm super excited. And again, the personnel there at Spro is wonderful. Tim Norman's a great guy. I've just got a tremendous feeling. I'm a long-term type of a guy. I'm not the type of guy, if you look at all my sponsors I've been with since the beginning, I don't jump around. And I feel like this relationship with Spro is going to be, again, a very long one. Hopefully it'll last my entire career. And again, I'm really excited that I can work with my dad and help him develop some baits as well. We can really fine-tune some cool stuff. We're super excited.
Well, I appreciate you being with us at Bass Fan Radio. And as always, Scott, best of luck in the upcoming year.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you, guys.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.